only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last!
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Generating, enhancing, and exercising influence for the progressive community.
And making a difference in our country and our world.
It's Clout.
Welcome to Clout with Richard Green.
And welcome to a Friday edition of Hollywood Clout. I got a response to this campaign that I've been on for the past couple of days about Glenn Beck. And his name is Jim, and he's a listener in Santa Fe. And Jim, if you're listening, you can call in. We can talk about it on the air. I like to have these dialogues, and it's not often when we disagree, we who listen to Air America. But it's a thoughtful thing, and it cuts to the core of what we do on Air America and progressive radio and radio in general. So it starts off, and it was sent to, and happy to receive emails. I read all of the emails. R Green with an E on the end at airamerica.com. And it says, Richard, disappointed to hear you make such a big deal out of Glenn Beck making an ass out of himself. I think that's a good thing and self-correcting. I'm not sure, that he's making an ass out of himself and that it is, according to Jim, self-correcting. The most important thing is, and he puts this in caps, how many times did you call for censure of any Air America host or other host who called W a racist? Well, and then he says he's no racist. And I don't remember hearing any Air America host call George W. Bush a racist. And if they had, I'm not sure what I would have done, quite honestly, because I'm not sure that he's not a racist. I mean, if you look at what happened in Katrina, and then you listen to the human being who was most important to George Bush in the world, certainly during his growing up days, Barbara Bush, make racist comments. I'm not sure that that's a closed concept, whether he is or isn't. But I did support, just so you know, and actually I just heard we have Jim on the line, but I'm going to go through this, and then Jim, I'll give you a chance to respond. I did support Air America's decision to suspend Randy Rhodes for calling Hillary Clinton an effing whore, which was a terrible thing to say, because I don't believe that that was in any way accurate, and I don't think that it was decent, and it's not the kind of radio network that I want to be a part of, like Mark Levin, who is so personally nasty all the time. I don't want to be a part of that. And so I supported Air America in doing that. And all Randy Rhodes needed to do to stay on Air America at that time was to apologize, and she was not willing to do that. Okay, so he continues, that should end it right there. You use the word integrity all the time. Where's your integrity, your balance on this? Well, I think, Jim, I just responded to that. As an attorney, you should know that the only limits on free speech are a couple specific things, like yelling fire in a crowded theater and threatening to assassinate the president. Well, that is absolutely not true. The FCC, for example, has very, very, very specific things that you can say on a street corner that you can't say with a national microphone using the public airwaves. And for good reason. I don't want you or Glenn Beck, this is back to Jim's letter, I don't want you or Glenn Beck or me or Sam Martinez, not sure who that is, determining what's acceptable speech or even true or untrue. If there were more speech, not less, and more critical thought, not less, problems like Glenn Beck would be more self-limiting. That, Jim, I agree with. Well, let's go to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Jim, welcome to Hollywood Clout.
Well, I'm honored that you would have me on. I wish I'd had a little notice, so I would have had a little more coffee, but I'm drinking some right now, so let's go.
Okay.
Thank you for reading my letter and for caring.
Well, I do, and I believe, I mean, I guess we could call it the non-beer summit, unless you have a beer in your hand, or the non-coffee summit, because you apparently don't have your coffee.
No, I just swigged some, but I'm okay.
Okay, good. Well, I occasionally have a little caffeine, but I'm fired up. I don't need the caffeine right now. Maybe in the second hour. So I just responded to your letter. I think it's an important conversation. You've made some fairly serious allegations against somebody that apparently you listen to, so I appreciate that. So go ahead. I'm giving the microphone to you now.
Who are you referring to that I listen to?
I'm assuming you listen to me because you.
Oh yeah, of course I do.
Okay, there you go. So if you would like to respond to my response to your letter, and if anybody wants to join in on this, let's get it out of the way. You know, we're in this kumbaya moment. We got police officers and Harvard professors and presidents and vice presidents sitting down over a beer, which I find the whole thing, that's kind of silly. So let's do our own version of that. Go ahead. So let's clear the air.
My main point was what you read there at first, and I put it in capital letters because it's the most important thing to me, and that is the balance thing. Number one, I don't think it's a big deal that Glenn Beck calls Obama a racist or anything else. If the more ridiculous it is, the more ridiculous he makes himself look. If anybody is listening, I don't think we need to judge or monitor or censure Glenn Beck and get excited about it. And the more important point to me is how many times did you call for censure of any Air America host who called W a racist, for instance?
Well,
I don't think he's a racist, and I don't care if he is or isn't. Yes, I've heard that stuff many times on Air America.
Okay.
I can mention names if you like.
Well, go ahead. Tell me. Tell me who has called George W. Bush a racist and why they said that.
Why they said that?
Because it's
an easy accusation to make that he's a racist, that Republicans are racist. Randy Rhodes, I would think.
Okay. Well, Jim, instead of getting caught up in it, by the way, I believe that there is some evidence that George W. Bush is a racist. I think that there is a lot of evidence that a lot of the Republicans, the senators and congressmen, especially down in the South, that they are racist. And I think one of the reasons that Barack Obama is getting the kind of treatment that he's been getting from the Republicans, and that Sonia Sotomayor is getting the kind of treatment that she is getting from Republicans, is because the Republicans are primarily an all-white club. And, you know, middle-aged, all-white guys. And that is not true about the Democratic Party, and I'm delighted that we have more diversity. So, you know, I think there's varying degrees of racism. The point that I'm making, ultimately, is that the media has, I think, a sacred trust and a special responsibility. Were you listening a few weeks ago when I played something from the Palestinian television network where they were celebrating this jihadist, this suicide bomber who was the mother of this kid, this little kid, and they dramatized the thing showing the mother strapping on bombs and the child saying, "What are you doing? What are you holding in your arms other than me?" And then going on to extol the virtues of this woman who made her son an orphan because she was out to kill Israelis. Now, I think that had that played in a serious way on American television, as it did on Palestinian television, that you would be really flipped out and you would say, "Whoa, the First Amendment does not cover that." Is that true?
That who would not cover that, I'm sorry?
That the First Amendment would not be used to justify that kind of overt, horrible, racist propaganda.
Well, I don't know. No, I didn't hear it. I'm not familiar with it, and I don't know why we have to go all the way to Palestinian television to discuss this.
But the point, let me give it the context, and then you can respond. I believe that Glenn Beck and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and we keep talking about these people. I know we're giving them a lot of publicity, but that they are in the role of educators for America, and that the reason we are having so much trouble on the health care debate is and on the environmental debates that we've been having and getting out of Iraq, which we should have done so many years ago, et cetera, is because a lot of Americans who put pressure on their members of Congress, right, in both houses, a lot of Americans are on a continuous basis, 24/7, on talk radio across the country and on some talk television, are being brainwashed and fed information that is wrong. So you say that someone says, Glenn Beck says, Barack Obama is a racist, and then other talk show hosts say, well, he's not even an American citizen, and other people say, he's hanging out, you know, he's hanging out with terrorists, and all of these things. There are people who go to these talk show hosts for their news. They are the people they look up to. They respect them enormously. They are gurus to them. They are teachers to them. And why do I know that? Because we actually listen to what they say and what their audience says. And so when if Glenn Beck wants to stand up on a corner and say Barack Obama's a racist, or Lou Dobbs wants to say, I don't even know if he's really an American, fine. That is protected under the First Amendment. But don't have CNN or Fox News Channel give them a microphone to spread that to innocent people without any sort of regulation. And I'm saying you regulate what words you can say in terms of swear words, et cetera. Why shouldn't we regulate that there be truth and honesty? We have laws, libel and slander, that deal with that in other contexts. Why can't we ensure that people who have that degree of power and influence and who are in charge of educating massive amounts of Americans actually are held to a standard of truth?
Well, I can answer why not.
Go ahead.
Because you wouldn't want to be held to that standard.
I totally would, and I do. And if you said something in your email, which is why I responded, that where you felt that I wasn't saying things that were accurate about the First Amendment, et cetera. And I'm saying, yeah, let's have that conversation. And if you can convince me that I have said something that was untrue, and especially if it's untrue and damaging and dangerous, like what Glenn Beck said, I will retract that and I will apologize. Truth is my standard.
My answer is that if you said something that I thought was untrue or inaccurate, and I think you do now and then, including just a little while ago.
Okay, you'll let us know.
I don't think, Richard, you should have to answer to any commission, bureaucrat, truth determiner, Sam Martinez, who does not exist, by the way. I just threw the name in.
Okay.
As a hypothetical. It's called free speech, Richard, and if you want people taking you to court for everything you say every hour, then we can take Glenn Beck to court, and we'll all be in court. You would be surprised to know that I totally agree with you that spin and demagoguery are the number one problem with the whole debate in this country. I happen to have a website and a proposed TV show called letsplayspindoctor.com that would make the whole issue more illuminated, and therefore people wouldn't be so affected by it, and it wouldn't matter what Glenn Beck says. You know, I think it's more concerning when Glenn Beck and those people spin things to sound like old people are going to be euthanized and so on, but that's just everyday stuff. If people can't negotiate their way through that, everything's lost anyway, and we don't need anybody suing Glenn Beck or you for anything you say. That's called free speech, as far as I know.
Well, you know what? Listen, it's a compelling and attractive argument that you make in defense of the First Amendment and against any sort of thought police, you know, 1984
right.
Kind of thought police. And I hear you, but I think you're missing the point. We got to take a break. Jim, when we come back, I will explain to you why I think you're missing the point. And I so appreciate you sending the email and being available to come on in. 866-303-2270. This is Richard Green. If you want to get involved in this conversation, 866-303-2270. We'll be right back.
We now return to Clout.
You're listening to Clout with Richard Green.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about Anthony Weiner, who is the congressman from New York, who did a put up or shut the you know what up for the Republicans on Medicare. It was really just one of the coolest strategic moves that I've ever heard of in the United States Congress. And so we're going to play a little bit of his interview with Rachel Maddow from yesterday. And if you didn't catch this, it's just very fun. Very fun political inside baseball stuff, but really cool. We're talking to a listener, Jim, from Santa Fe, New Mexico. And we're talking about censorship and not censorship. In other words, Jim is saying that he doesn't really care if Glenn Beck says things that are true or untrue, if he calls Barack Obama racist or whatever, because ultimately it's self-correcting, and people will find out that this guy, Glenn Beck, or any of the other people on the radio who consistently say things that are silly, ridiculous, untrue, disrespectful, etc., who they really are. Jim, is that a fair way to summarize your argument?
Yes, that part of the argument, that's basically it. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm saying that I think that there is a reason why we don't have pornography advertised on television or on the radio. Do you agree that that's a good thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a different area, but yeah.
No, but just work with me on this here. And
okay.
I think it's probably a good thing that we don't allow, even though there is a First Amendment, the advertising of hard liquor on television or radio. Do you agree with that?
Okay.
So the reason that those two things are not allowed, and other things as well, is because it is a determination that those things, putting those things on the public airwaves, would have, and they say something in the law called more prejudicial than probative. It's a standard for evidence. In other words, yes, maybe there's some usefulness to having those things advertised, but the negative impact of having those things advertised outweighs whatever positive impact there is. So the society, through their elected representatives and our administrative agencies, has made a determination that you can't advertise pornography and you can't advertise hard liquor and or cigarettes, right? In the same way, go ahead.
Yes, and I would think the reasoning for that, or the reasoning that I would support anyway, would be primarily because it would have an effect on kids and create an appetite in kids.
Right.
But okay.
Right. Okay. You know what? Unfortunately, we have to go. Can you hold on? Because I want to finish this argument.
Yes.
And again, if you'd like to respond, you know, we're talking about our country. We're talking about the media. We're talking about truth, justice, and the Air America way. It's 866-303-2270, 866-303-2270. Thanks so much, Jim, for being part of our programming at the last minute here, because I just was so inspired by your email. We'll be right back. This is Richard Green.
Now back to Clout.
You're listening to Clout with Richard Green.
Okay, so we're talking to our buddy Jim from Santa Fe, New Mexico, who sent an email blasting me in a loving and constructive way for some comments that I made about the First Amendment, Glenn Beck, and the standard of truth on the public airwaves. Jim, if we can hold on, we got a couple of important callers. Well, they're all important. Let's just hear their point of view, and then we'll come back to you. Let's go to Penny in Lansing, Illinois. Penny, do you agree with me, or you agree with Jim?
Well, I kind of agree with you. I think if Mr. Beck has the right to be on the air and say whatever he wants to say, then I think we have the right to hold him responsible for it. I think he's a typical conservative Republican hypocrite. They like to preach to everybody else personal responsibility, but when they get held responsible for something they said or did, they start whining that they're being picked on, and I'm tired of it.
Nicely put. Nicely put. No, I think that's good. Jim, you want to respond to Penny?
No, I'd rather argue with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think you're a wise man. I think Penny would eat both of us for lunch here. Anyway, no, let me just respond to something. Let's take this to a little bit of the absurd. And we have Tim in Chicago who strongly disagrees with me. Tim, we'll bring you on in a second. Let's say that, in fact, somebody got that Glenn Beck, instead of saying something that's kind of abstract, that Barack Obama is a racist, said Barack Obama is a child molester. And he, on a regular basis, basically when the Secret Service isn't looking, every Saturday night he finds a 11-year-old little boy, because he really likes 11-year-old little boys, and he rapes them.
Yeah.
Okay. How about that? Would that be okay in the gym world?
Well, almost nothing he says is okay in the gym world, but I just think that they're a kind of a societal mechanism for taking care of that without censuring him or asking for Fox or whoever he's with to censure him. I think that would probably be the end of him if he said something that stupid, but he is talking about a more abstract area. And I think, I think the only solution is the public becoming more sensitive to the spin they hear all day and not wanting to listen to people who tell them that everything else they hear is propaganda, which is what Rush and Beck and Hannity tell them. So we're divided. That's number one problem. And number two, I don't think, to go back to my main point that was in capital letters in my email, how many times have you called for censure of any Air America host for saying things that are totally inaccurate? And if you tell me that you don't think you've ever heard an Air America host say anything totally inaccurate, then I don't really know what we're talking about here.
Well, honestly...
For instance, you're trying to tell me you think W is a racist. W had two black people in his cabinet for right out of the chute. And you're telling me, as evidence that he's a racist, that his mother is a blue blood aristocrat, which is irrelevant.
Okay.
I've heard plenty of that kind of talk on Air America. I never heard you complain about it.
Okay, because, first of all, if somebody said something on Air America or any other progressive talk show host who I would otherwise perhaps agree with that I disagreed with, if they said something that was absolutely not true, and I was offended by it, I would say something about it. If it was just a de minimis comment, I'm not the accuracy police for every other Air America radio show host. But something profound, like what Randy Rhodes said. You didn't hear the example that I gave.
I know the example. I heard the example. I thought it was lame-brained. And I thought...
You thought lame-brained? My using that as an example or what Randy Rhodes said?
Both, actually. I understood it was in violation of her contract, that she wouldn't represent
But that's not the point. It's not a lame brain. It's exactly the example that you're asking. You're saying, why don't you take other Air America hosts to task? Randy Rhodes at the time was the most popular Air America host. She went up to San Francisco. She said something that
say something about Glenn Beck. She said something about somebody you like, Richard, by the way.
Because if she said something about Glenn Beck that was patently false, if, for example, she said that he was a child molester, I would say Randy is completely off base and needs to apologize for that unless she has some evidence. It's all about the truth. And damn it, I want the reason that we're in Iraq and the media allowed us to go into Iraq is because a lot of stuff was being said that was not true and being reinforced by talk show hosts like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. As a result of that, over 4,000 American men and women are dead, including my friend David Bloom from NBC News, who would not have been there had we not gone to war. And I'm pissed off because those lies killed people and cost this country trillions of dollars. And I think it is our responsibility to stand up to the media, whether it's Glenn Beck or ABC News, and when they are disseminating stuff that is harmful and hateful and untrue, we have to call them out on it.
Well, I don't
and
disagree
Barack
with
Obama,
you, Richard.
And
That's
Barack
they...
Obama is not a racist. And it inculcates and reinforces a culture where people are taking pot shots at him in part because they want to find some legitimate way to voice their latent racism or whatever other reason that they have. He is not a socialist. He is not a racist. He is not a foreign-born person who has no right to be in the Oval Office. He does not hang out with terrorists. Look at all of the lies that have been foisted at this man. I believe in part because he is half black. And I think it's unacceptable. And I think Glenn Beck, if it was the first thing he had said that was completely erroneous and indecent and degrading and destructive, and with all of his minions going, yeah, 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 we love Glenn. Yeah, Glenn, you tell the truth. If it was the first time he had done that, as opposed to a real express pattern, perhaps I wouldn't have gone off on it like I did a couple of days ago. So,
well,
go ahead.
It, If you're talking about it as an emotional release, that's one thing. You're not any more pissed off than I am, Richard. Really, I spend all my time doing editorials, websites, satires on this exact subject. I just disagree with you about the answer, whatever it is you're suggesting.
Well,
that he be censured at the, or the people that you consider liars not be on the air, not getting any respect. They are on the air. They get a lot of respect, and that's because people have no understanding of spin and the response from the left and from the mainstream media to lies about Iraq is not accurate or strong or courageous.
Well, listen, if I say the F word, the FCC jumps down my back, Air America's back, and potentially every affiliate who puts that out, even if it's completely inadvertent, and with huge fines, such that it would destroy some local radio stations, for example, because they care so deeply about things that could be leaked out onto the airwaves, the public airwaves, that might be damaging. And I say that a lot of the things that talk show hosts, they wake up in the morning, and we've heard this, that Rush Limbaugh, and some people have said this about Glenn Beck as well, that they're just interested in their multi-million-dollar contracts and getting market share, and that they will say anything and everything, regardless of the consequences, so that they can be popular and get audience. And what the remedy that I called for was for Fox News Channel, which is a public corporation, to be a good corporate citizen. And I've talked for years about triple bottom line, people, profits, and planet, and that there is some social and spiritual, ethical responsibility that corporations have because they are given the status of human beings. They are people in this culture, which is all completely screwed up. You got to listen to Tom Hartman about that. All I have asked, I didn't say that Glenn Beck should be handcuffed and thrown into jail. I didn't say that body parts should be cut off. All I have asked is that his employer, Fox News Channel, and Rupert Murdoch do what I believe to be the right, decent, civil thing and suspend him, ask him to apologize and retract what he said against the President of the United States, this office that Republicans bow down to, at least they did during the last 8 years, and retract and apologize for a comment. It's just a simple thing. I'm sorry. I got carried away. It just, the whole thing really gets to me. I'm an emotional guy. You can hear that because I sometimes melt down. That's, I think, part of my genius and what makes me a great broadcaster. I'm an emotional guy. It got to me. I'm so sorry, Mr. President. I know you're not a racist. I hope you will forgive me. Boom. That's all it would take. So I'm saying that the employers of these people have a responsibility to our society to hold a certain standard. And when my employer at Air America suspended Randy Rhodes because she said something that was completely wrong and inappropriate and indecent, I supported my employer in that and had a lot of people at Air America who disagreed with me. But I believe that you have to hold a certain standard of truth. Otherwise, the media is just farcical, and then let's just put chyrons and say, don't believe anything that anybody says. This is just purely and solely for your entertainment.
Well, Richard, may I summarize for myself?
Yes, go ahead.
And you let me go?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's enjoy our Friday evenings.
Okay, I will say once again, when I ever hear you, you know, what Randy Rhodes said, obscenity, according to the FCC-type language, which is easy to categorize. It's not a matter of opinion. And B, it offended somebody that you presumably like Hillary Clinton, so it's easy to and see it was against her contract, as I understand it. So it's easy to say I support Air America firing Randy Rhodes or suspending her or whatever.
Right,
but when I hear you call for the censure of somebody on it, and I don't know if you're listening to Air America or not. There are some very fair-minded hosts on Air America. But
I've heard a lot of
people call people racist and a bunch of stupid crap
okay.
like that on Air
Jim,
America.
Jim, I've never
heard you call for anybody's censure.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm preparing my own show. I don't listen to every show on Air America.
Well,
if you hear stuff, I'm going to ask you to work with me on this. If you hear stuff that another progressive radio show host says that you find is inaccurate, In a significant way, like calling somebody a racist when that person, when there's no way.
I've heard it a million times.
Okay, would you let me know? And what I will do is I will personally listen to the tape, and I will personally ask that fellow talk show host to retract it if it offends me, and I'll talk about it on the air if they don't.
Okay, I'll do that for you. Thank you.
Okay, Jim, thanks for teeing up a very hot topic. Do we have other Tim in Chicago? Okay, Tim in Chicago.